Your Holiness, Benedict XVI, Pope of Rome, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, as St. Peter says. Today is a historic day for the Autocephalous Orthodox Church of Albania. It is the first time that an official delegation from our church has visited the Church of Rome and has the honor and joy of personal communication with Your Holiness, whom we know as a profound thinker, an outstanding theologian, defender of peace and justice, a champion of solidarity between peoples, and a creative ecclesiastical leader. In the 20th century, the Autocephalous Church of Albania was subjected to one of the most terrible of persecutions with the other religious communities. From 1944 until 1967, this took the familiar form of the pressures that all the churches in Eastern Europe suffered. But from 1967 until 1990, the Church of Albania was literally brought to the gates of hell. The Constitution banned all religious expressions and, together with relentless persecution, brought about the Church's complete dissolution. By the grace and power of God, our Church has been rebuilt afresh and has brought together all the Orthodox Christians in Albania, irrespective of ethnic background. She has grown systematically by fostering the liturgical life, preaching, catechism, and the translation and publication of Christian literature, by training and obtaining more than 140 Albanian clergymen, by the construction of 145 new churches, by the restoration of 70 more, and the repair of another 160 churches and ecclesiastical centres. And above all, by intense effort to bring the younger generation to Christ. At the same time, she is making an active contribution to the progress of Albanian society with significant initiatives in the areas of health, education, social welfare, agriculture, development, and culture. On a personal note, before I had accepted the mission of primate of the Church of Albania, I had the pleasure, at the end of the 1960s, to make your acquaintance at a roundtable discussion on mission in Marburg, and thereafter as professor of the University of Athens, we met again at the meeting of Orthodox and Roman Catholic theologians at the Inter-Orthodox Center in Athens, which had as its topic Das Sakrament der Weihe. June 1973. Since then, I have followed with great interest your deeply reflected writings, your lengthy efforts, and your struggles to ensure that the light of Christ, the light of love and hope, radiates throughout the world. Our own service, Your Holiness, inside Albania and in the ecumenical movement, continues in the conviction that of all the religious or philosophical proposals relative to the value and future of humanity, the boldest and more magnificent remains that of Christianity. It insists on the incarnation of the supreme being of the God of love and on the progress of people towards deification, theosis by grace. Europe, and indeed the whole world, have greater need of the light of Christ than ever before. The new wealth of scientific knowledge regarding the nature of created light has given greater breadth to the symbolism of the astonishing effects of spiritual light in the world. Christ, the light of the world, is recognizable and familiar as is natural light, but is at the same time inconceivable and inaccessible in his essence. God is called light, not according to his essence, but his energy, as St. Gregory Palamas explained. And while the essence of God remains inaccessible, all who desire may participate in his energies. It is beyond question that the light of Christ in the world today is being clouded by divisions among Christians. This is why efforts toward a rapprochement between Christians, initiatives for theological dialogues aimed at understanding, reaching out, and reconciling are a fundamental obligation of all church leaders. Ever since its restoration, the autocephalous Orthodox Church of Albania, with this awareness, has taken part in interchurch dialogues and naturally in the dialogue between Orthodox and Roman Catholics, without underestimating the difficulties of this course of action. We are certain that the active attempt to transcend the divisions is in obedience to the will of the head of the Church, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who at the most appalling moment before his passion prayed that those who believe in him may be one in OCN. And at the same time, it corresponds to the anxious entreaties of our own time, which demands just, harmonious coexistence and the solidarity of all peoples. Certainly, the problems posed remain significant, and sound erudition, a sincere desire to seek the truth, critical thought, enlightenment, and the grace of God will all be required to solve them. At the start of the 21st century, the dreadful experience of 11 September 2001 reminded us of the enormous danger threatening humankind from a revival of religious fanaticism. Since then, initiatives have been intensified in various circles, not only for world peace, but also for interfaith dialogue, the aim of all sides being to prospect for peace-bearing strata within the tradition of religious convictions. We have followed with great interest and attention the interventions by Your Holiness. Your initiatives and your actions in this critical area of interfaith dialogue. In Albania in particular, since the return of religious freedom, the basic religious communities, Orthodox, Catholic, and Muslim, both Sunnis and Bektashi, have created not only a climate of religious tolerance, but forbearance, but something more important, mutual respect, mutual support, and creative cooperation. And this has assisted the peaceful progress and development of the country as a whole. We entirely share the emphasis you gave placed in your first encyclical letter, Deus Caritas Est, on the fact that everything has its origin in God's love. Everything is shaped by it. Everything is directed towards it. And also the declaration in your last encyclical letter, Caritas in Veritate, that God give us the strength to fight and to suffer for love of the common good, because he is our all, our greatest hope. Certainly, the outstanding mission and responsibility of every local church is to offer love, thus linking people to the source of love. No other social structure or institution is in a position to replace it. Speaking the truth in love, we are called to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. Supported by this profound assurance, by the faith in him who truly is the ondos on, by the truth and love which he revealed to us in their plenitude, we Christians dare to hope. And in this new phase of global history, in the midst of pressing problems, we proclaim with boldness, there is hope. There is hope in the battle for peace and justice, when we defend the dignity of each and every human person, irrespective of origin, education, or religious convictions. When we insist on the obligation of solidarity between people and peoples, when we identified our efforts for unfailing respect for the creation. in the end, through the power of the resurrected, risen Lord Christ, to whom has been given all authority in heaven and on earth, truth, justice, and love will prevail. Let us not be troubled over the future, because we see that the future belongs to Christ, that he is the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. And he is coming again from the future. We know, Your Holiness, that throughout your long academic and ecclesiastical service, you have supported, and you still do, faith in this unique assurance with your profound thought, your unfailing generosity of spirit, your prophetic foresight. From the Church of Albania, which has suffered so much, please accept our warm thanks for the honor of today's audience and our cordial and sincere best wishes. From the bottom of our hearts, we entreat that the Lord God, through the prayers of the All Holy Theotokos, guides the thoughts and actions of Your Holiness, so that you may, through your life and work, radiate the light of Christ onto the contemporary world, which is thirsting for love, peace, and hope. May your works be abundant and gloriously bountiful.